Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Clouds and 32.
Bear bells keep ringing. Happy holiday. You can't leave me hanging with this.
To you.
There you go. 818 at WEOL. Happy holidays on the ridge this coming Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 4. We've got Marjorie Snyder from the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau in the chamber joining us. Good morning. How are you, Marjorie, today?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Everything ready for holiday on the ridge?
I'm sure. Yes. We're very excited this year. We have a great lineup of places for people to see and shop and enjoy their Christmas.
Let's talk about the kickoff. This takes place, what, at
Lake Ridge Academy. This is a brand new place. It's our private school in North Ridgeville, and it's on Center Ridge Road, and they have a lot planned. We're going to have a kickoff with the VFW, with their color guard to start out, and then it's a German theme of a Christmas market there at Lake Ridge Academy. Also, we're going to have our infamous hot chocolate bar with Heather Johnson from Northridge Health. She does it every year, and it's a favorite visit. There's going to be a visit by Santa Claus and arts and crafts. So they're going to have just about everything. We're pretty excited. Lake Ridge Academy is a relatively new member of the chamber, and they're going to be our kickoff at 10 a.m. this Saturday, December 2nd.
Well, that's great. I know a lot of people will drive by there on Center Ridge. Maybe they've not seen all the campus, and this is an opportunity for them to be there again for the kickoff at 10 a.m. How can we go through the day? Take us through some of the events that you're happy
okay.
to see.
Okay, another new visit for this holiday on the Ridge is Sportsville, which is across the street from Lake Ridge Academy, which I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's very they have a new top tracer, a driving range. It's a sports facility, and you can have there's an event center there that you can have an event for your company, and it's very all-inclusive for those sports fanatics, especially golfers. Oh. They have indoor facilities where you can practice your golf during the winter.
How many craft shows along the route?
5 or 6. We have we have the Senior Center Craft Show. We have First Congregational Church. We have St. Peter's. We have St. Julie's. We have Ranger High Tech Academy. And that's what draws the people. They love the craft shows. They love to do their Christmas shopping. KLM Interiors on Lear-Nagle Road has great gifts for Christmas, all homemade by them. And we have a special presentation at Faith Baptist Church on Lorraine Road. And Don Molds is going to be selling their Christmas trees. And Poppy's Popcorn is the last visit, which is a tradition to buy your Christmas goodies.
All right. I see also Mootown Creamery. That one seems like a newer one that's on the list as well.
Yes, they are new.
And you got old standbys like Grateful Dog Bakery and the Blue Barn as well. A lot of great places.
Yeah, Blue Barn has wonderful gifts for Christmas. They're in it every year. We're very excited. We have 26 locations this year, and we're particularly excited about Lake Ridge Academy because they've never participated, but they have a fine Betcher Center where they're going to hold the proceedings there. So they did a great job planning.
That's great. And the Ranger High Tech Academy, that sounds like a very special place too, I see there.
Well, what it is, it's part of the North Ridge Schools. It's just a division of the high tech. Special students go there for STEM learning. And they're going to have some different crafts and vendors there.
Again, we're talking with Marjorie Snyder this morning. Always happy to talk with Marjorie about what's going on in North Ridgeville. Of course, the Holiday on the Ridge is the big event again this Saturday from 10 until 4. This is like a self-guided tour. Where do we get the maps for this?
Okay, at every location, they will have the brochures. And if you start out at Lake Ridge Academy, You can pick up your brochure, and it'll lead you to the 26 locations with a map. And they're all listed.
Okay. And how do we end our day? Anything else going on? You mentioned the opening ceremony.
Well, there's a tree lighting at 5 o'clock, annual tree lighting by the mayor, who was just reelected. And it's at South Central Park. Right. And I wanted to mention the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast from 8 a.m. to noon. And that's held at the Academic Center on Bainbridge. Those are two special events.
Well, it's a great way for people to spend their first weekend in December, thinking about the holidays as well, picking up some fun gifts and unique things, shopping locally here in North Ridgeville. Again, it's the Holiday on the Ridge, 23rd annual, going on from 10 until 4 this coming Saturday. You can always go to nrchamber.com to get some good information as well. Follow them on Facebook. You can pick up the brochure at some of those locations as well. So it's a good chance to get out there and enjoy and look forward to it. And it's all kind of in good areas. You can call it on the ridge, you know, Center Ridge, but also all the different arteries that come off of that, Butternut Ridge a little bit too, Lorraine Road. So there's a lot of good places for people to travel and enjoy and see what's new in North Ridgeville if they haven't been down and around that areas. Marjorie, we appreciate your time this morning. Anything else you need to add this before I let you go?
Well, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well, that's great. We wish you a Merry Christmas, too, and hopefully you get a lot of folks coming out for Holiday on the Ridge. Thanks for your time this morning, Marjorie.
All right. See you Saturday.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.